Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
The top stories this lunchtime. Oscar Pistorius jailed for killing his girlfriend.
The sentence imposed is a maximum imprisonment of 5 years.
Travel disruption continues as tail end of hurricane hits UK. A woman has died in London. And more awards for festival.
I've got to say, yeah, we were really pleased with how it went this year, and it was it was sunny, it was fun, it was a great crowd.
Those stories and more on the way.
The Isle of Wight today with Matt White.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight today. It's 1 o'clock. First, this lunchtime, Oscar Pistorius is beginning a 5-year prison term for shooting dead his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp on Valentine's Day last year. Chris Giles reports.
Mr. Pistorius, please rise.
Oscar Pistorius wiped tears from his eyes as he found out his fate.
The sentence imposed is a maximum imprisonment of 5 years.
His defence team thinks he'll spend a lot less time behind bars.
It'll be about 10 months.
10 months in jail and then under house arrest.
Yes.
But Reva Steenkamp's mum, June, told reporters she's satisfied.
Doesn't matter, he's going to pay something.
Her dad, Barry, just wants to move on.
We just pleased.
You think 5 years is enough?
Yes.
Oscar Pistorius left the court in Pretoria on his way to prison in an armoured police vehicle.
Meanwhile, the athlete's uncle, Arnold Pistorius, made a statement outside the court in Pretoria after the punishment was handed down.
It has been a harrowing 20 months. We are all emotionally drained and exhausted. The case that was set down for 3 weeks originally has been dragged out for 7 months.
The athlete won't be eligible to compete in events governed by the International Paralympic Committee for the entirety of his 5-year prison sentence. The IPC says Pistorius will be banned from competing for the whole of that term, even if he's released early. The International Olympic Committee has declined to comment on whether they've made a decision on his eligibility.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
High winds are continuing to cause disruption on cross-Solent travel this lunchtime. The tail end of Hurricane Gonzalo, which hit the Caribbean last week, has led to a weather warning from the Met Office for strong gales until tonight. Hover travel services are still suspended, while Whitelink's Fishbourne to Portsmouth car ferry service is running to a revised hourly timetable. Its catamaran service is also running with minor delays. Red Funnel says its services are unaffected. The wind has brought down a number of trees on the Isle of Wight this morning, including on the Middle Road, but Island Road says that's now been cleared. Firefighters were earlier called to the RNLI premises in Clarence Road in East Cowes to help remove cladding from the roof, which had been affected by the weather. It's also causing problems elsewhere. A woman has died after a tree fell into a street in Kensington during the high winds, according to the London Ambulance Service. And 3 people were injured by a fallen tree in West Sussex. Some flights have been cancelled or delayed at Heathrow, with winds up to 65 miles per hour forecast. Corhill has reopened after a collision this morning involving a Land Rover and a moped. Police were called at around 9:45 following the collision on Corhill, which was closed in both directions but has now reopened. It's understood the injuries were not serious.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
The Attorney General's ruled out referring the 3-month suspended sentence given to Dave Lee Travis for indecent assault to the Court of Appeal. Jeremy Ryan's decided the punishment the former DJ received was neither wrong in principle nor unduly lenient. A paralysed man's been able to walk again with a frame after pioneering surgery. The patient from Bulgaria was injured in a knife attack in 2010, had a spinal operation in Poland using a technique discovered in Britain. Treatment involved transplanting cells from his nose into his spinal cord. James Taylor's from the UK Stem Cell Foundation, which supported the research.
It's been a long time coming, but certainly within the UK Stem Cell Foundation and the spinal injuries community, this is, it's a remarkable day.
100 army medics are travelling to Sierra Leone to help fight Ebola. A team of British personnel are already in the country to help train staff at a treatment centre. Privates Matt Raynell and Anne-Marie Magaharan are among the latest group heading to West Africa. Speaking before they left RAF Bryce Norton this morning, they said they weren't feeling nervous.
In the training we've had has busted a lot of the myths about Ebola, and we've had plenty of training to teach us how to prevent to get it.
I've spoken to my friends and they've all kind of panicked, and I just, because of what I've been taught now, I'm able to turn around to them and say exactly what it is.
And we'll have more national news from 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
About 5 minutes past one and closer to home, and consolidating Medina and Carisbrook colleges could be an option for addressing the number of surplus school places on the Isle of Wight. That's according to Councillor Chris Whitehouse, who's been criticised, including by the leader of the local authority, after suggesting Carisbrook College could close to ease the capacity issues. He says he was just being honest and is denying rumours he wants Christ the King College to move onto the Carisbrook sites.
Christ the King College has been promised new rebuild money by the government under the Priority School Building Programme. So there is money in the pipeline for a complete rebuild on its existing site. So there is no pressure there for a change to a new site. Actually, on balance, I think it would make more sense for the Note Hill Sixth Form to relocate there for purpose-built facilities on what is a massive site, which would be a great result all around.
The council says a public consultation will be held on the issue of surplus school places before any decisions are made. Organisations in Sandown are being encouraged to bid for funding to provide youth services in the town as part of the Isle of Wight Council's new youth offer, as John Weeks reports.
Organisations can now bid for £15,500 of funding to go towards providing activities for 11 to 19-year-olds in Sandown. There's been no acceptable plan submitted for Sandown to offer the services, according to Councillor Jonathan Bacon, which means the funding is now available for local organisations to bid for. The Isle of Wight Council, in partnership with Community Action Isle of Wight, was recently awarded funding ranging from £10,000 to £200,000 to organisations who will deliver youth provision across the island. Applications must be received by 5pm on Friday the 7th of November, with the chosen provider announced soon after.
And you can find more details on how to get involved on our website. Bestival has scooped a host of awards. This year's event won Best Festival at the Live Music Awards, while Rob DeBank won an award for his outstanding contribution to festivals. He told us it was a memorable event this year.
I've got to say, yeah, we were really pleased with how it went this year, and it was a, you know, it was sunny, it was fun, it was a great crowd, all the bands were awesome. It was, yeah, I really, you know, it was a vintage year for Bestival, and yeah, sadly at the time you kind of so wrapped up in the whole thing that you don't fully enjoy it. I mean, I did really enjoy it this year, walking around, but I think I'd love to do it all over again. Maybe we'll do it next year.
Ed Sheeran's hit back at the boss of the Isle of Wight Festival after he was labelled dull. The singer said the comments were surprising, as he'd been asked to perform at the festival just weeks beforehand. John Giddings moaned the future of music could be boring acts like Sheeran.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally this lunchtime, one of the biggest lottery prizes ever is up for grabs later. After several rollovers, tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is estimated at £143 million. If one UK ticket holder scoops all of it themselves, they'll be the third biggest national lottery winner in history. On our news pages online right now, there's details about this year's Autumn Walking Festival, and get all the details about this year's Bite the Wight. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. That's the Isle of Wight today. I'm Matt White.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.